1 Corinthians chapter 5. We heard a report that there is sexual immorality among you, a kind of immorality that is not even permitted among the pagans. A man has his father's wife. You are puffed up. Should you not mourn instead, so that the one who did this deed might be removed from among you? For even though I am absent in body, I am present in spirit. I have already passed judgment on the one who did this, just as though I were there. When you are assembled in the name of our Lord Jesus, and I am with you in spirit, and the power of our Lord Jesus is present, deliver this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little yeast leavens the whole loaf? Cleanse yourselves of the old yeast, so that you may be a new batch of dough, unleavened, just as you really are.
For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed.
So let us then celebrate the festival, not with the old yeast, the yeast of bad behavior and wickedness. Instead, let us celebrate with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. In no way did I mean the immoral people of this world, or the greedy, or swindlers, or idolaters, since to stay away from them you would need to go out of the world. But now I am writing to you not to associate with anyone who is called a brother, but who is living in sexual immorality, or who is greedy, or is an idolater, or is verbally abusive, or is a drunkard, or a swindler. Do not even eat a meal with such a person. For how am I involved with judging those who are outside the church? Instead, are you not to judge those who are inside the church? But God judges those who are on the outside. Remove the evil person from among you.